Well, thank you for asking, Wayne.
You're welcome.
Up next is Sit Your Ass Down.
Oh, I'm excited for this one.
By blank.
Really?
And do-over.
Against the Grain Brewing.
By Against the Grain Brewing in blank.
Oh, come on!
Really?
You can keep that part in. I'm okay sounding
Wait,
like an idiot.
Wait, start over.
Oh, my God.
Do it over.
You shouldn't have to edit like 5 points for one sentence.
I was okay with the idiot sounding me being in there. All right, but let me figure out where it is first. Or Steph figure out where it is. Westminster, Maryland.
What?
No, it's from Louisville, Kentucky.
That's what I thought, but do you not see it saying Westminster, Maryland on there?
I thought it said Louisville on there somewhere.
It said Louisville online.
Louisville.
All right, let's go with Louisville. All
right. Yeah, let's go with Louisville. There, that's obviously what they want.
Louisville.
Louisville.
You guys are going to have to get used
Wayne,
to
Wayne, try again.
So, John, what's next in your bag of tricks?
In Sit Your Ass Down, they used American Columbus for bittering and 11 of... 11, what? It says 11 pound sign of Citra at end of boil.
11 pounds of Citra.
Is that
of
what
Citra
that?
At the end of the boil?
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pound sign, not just for Twitter anymore.
Wait, Octothorpe. Isn't the pound sign the Octothorpe?
Octothorpe.
Actually called
11
Octothorpes.
Octothorpes.
11 Octothorpes.
Octothorpe right. 1, Steph 0.
Shut up!
You're going somewhere dark when you drink this beer. Darkened.
Dank.
Dark and dank.
Yes. It's kind of like when your dominatrix.
When your dominatrix is your cat.
And pees on you.
That's part of the whole process, isn't it?
That is.
Okay, just making sure.
That's what's happened with every dominatrix cat I've ever encountered.
All natural, that
everyone
handmade.
You've ever come across?
Yeah. Everyone.
Since 1885.
I had to find a safe word with Moo.
I think this defines the term off the rails. This may have actually...
Yeah.
We may have gone over the rails and just are out of sight at this point.
Ugh.
By the way, on Facebook, Against the Grain Brewery is listed as a brewery, barbecue restaurant, and vegan and vegetarian restaurant.
Really?
Apparently, I need to go there.
Where?
In Louisville.
In... Why are you saying it like...
Louisville.
Can you not say Louisville?
Louisville.
It's nope. Louisville.
Louisville.
Come from Louisville.
I cannot say that.
We're so far,
Louisville, Kentucky?
We're so far off the tracks, we became the flying
you
engine
can get,
in
you
Back
can,
to the Future 3.
You can hold on. You can get Satan on your nachos there.
You can
That's
get Satan
awesome.
On your nachos?
You.
That's
Satan
awesome.
Awesome.
Wait, what?
They have vegan wings!
She tricked me with a vegan
they
cheesecake
They have vegan
once
wings!
With Satan, and it was Satan.
Oh my God!
Satan.
I want to go here.
You can get the
Wait, okay,
actual
so apparently,
fallen angel on your,
I want to
on
go
your nachos.
If you use a flying steam engine
steam
to
engine.
Travel back in time to late 19th century Louisville, and get
yep.
wings,
Louisville.
Satan will shit on them.
They have vegan chili.
Is that what we've gathered from this conversation?
That is my general takeaway.
I feel like you're
we can get more complex.
You're missing the part about cat dominatrixes. Dominatrices.
It's sort of a jumble. Like, all the pieces are there, but it doesn't make any sense.
What if the ancient
as,
Egyptians
as
loved cats
screamed
so
Venus
much
schnitzel.
Because they were their dominatrices?
When are we going to Louisville?
And they peed on
that
them.
That might be it.
Could be.
We have just cracked
If you're going
an
to Louisville,
mystery.
You need to come to Nashville.
Okay.
Explains
how far
everything,
is
really.
Louisville from Nashville?
That explains
Nashville.
The pyramids, totally.
How far is Louisville from you guys?
It
can't be too far.
That's about 3.5, maybe.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Not far. You want to fly into Nashville and come?
Oh, I'll probably drive.
Oh.
You can get more beer in the car than you can in the suitcase.
He doesn't drink beer. He's designated DD. It's a beautiful system.
Hell no.
Designated driver.
Redundant.
Yeah, DDD.
ATM machine.
Pin number.
Dominate.
So I was standing bar over at the Piggly Wiggly, and this guy comes in, and he says, where can a guy get a little action around here? I said, I don't arrange that kind of thing.
I said, well, he's around the lake doing some crazy stuff over there.
Wait, do we just go to Ireland now?
I don't know.
They're funnier as a pair.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You're funnier as a pair.
It's like a double act.
What
no.
the? Dun 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 dun.
Okay, name this video game song in two notes.
Super Mario.
No, not that one.
All right, two notes.
Two notes. Dun, dun.
Two notes is not much to. Yeah, go for
it. Give us three.
We played a lot of old video games.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Galaga.
Almost there. Dun, dun, dun.
Zelda. Yes!
Is that Zelda? Yeah. I was, see,
if you don't.
Yes! I win.
We were just talking about that earlier. Zelda. He wants to get the Zelda thing.
You may have been talking about it, but who got it? Who got it?
You got it.
You need the Steph got it.
The Steph. Oh, you have to refer to me as the Steph now.
The Steph.
I'm so awesome, I need an article.
That is, Zelda Overworld theme is the greatest video game song ever written.
No, nothing's better than Mario.
No, it's better than Mario.
Little Hyrule. No, you're good. You got it then. That's all. Awesome.
Okay, another one. Next.
Derp-a-derp. Oh, that's the only one. Whatever. What's the? How's the Metroid song go? It's like bing, bing.
That's a tough one.
It's like spare notes and a lot of like Metroid. Meet the Metroids. They're the modern Stone Age fan. Wait, no.
No.
Or the Final Fantasy Battle Victory song. I can't think of it. It's very distinct.
Sure it is. So distinct you can't remember it.
Yeah.
I realize that you guys do this whole radio thing quite often, but this ability to just talk in an extremely low energy voice and you guys to hear it very intimately is very new to me and very exciting. See, Dan's done this so much, he doesn't even give a shit anymore.
Nope. It's all in here.
It's just, you know.
It's all about that bass.
It's like you guys are in my head.
It's all about that bass. This is not the song I was referring to.
It's an ad.
You can shove that ad. No, that's not that's the song when you win a battle. Look at Final Fantasy 2. For SNES.
It's gonna be loud.
What is this? It's not what I want it to be, is what it is.
Ooh, timpani. Shut it off right at the timpani. No song is worth playing unless it has a vibra slap.
Oh,
that's
it!
Okay.
Everybody knows that, right? You found Herb.
I love Pokemon.
Stop Pokemon. Get out of here. Dick Weasel.
What are you, 15?
Hey, man. I was 15 when Pokemon was very popular. Oh, it's not God. My fault. It's not my fault that you're all old.
Oh, how much more of that
shit? Play the Mario theme.
Mario?
That.
So I think the outtakes for the next like 6 months are going to be from this.
Yeah, I was going to say, out of respect for Dan, I'm going to make my level best effort to go, once we restart here, through the rest of the show without stopping.
I know no difference. You just have to stop me.
Yeah. Andrew just goes.
What is this?
Where did it go?
This is the remix.
Wait, there's a Mario remix?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's a million of them.
There's lots.
We have a saxophone rendition of it.
This is like the original.
Can you do a version of the Beer Busters theme where it sounds like this?
I
want
to figure out how to do 8-bit music.
It's not hard.
And do it.
Well, you could just do music and render it out at 8 bits.
Lower the sample rate, yeah. But Logic doesn't support.
We need to find a brewer who knows how to rap and have them rap to this.
You can get, if you get like a Beats, like a Fruity Loops or a U-Loops kind of thing.
Did you say Fruity Loops?
Yeah. There's usually like specifically like 8-bit drum sets, 8-bit synth type sounds that you can use.
When you go into the dungeon.
doop 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 doop.
Choo choo choo.
That's actually the did it 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 it.
Yes. No, 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 no,
okay,
no.
Now,
you
actually,
know you were going into a scary level when actually, you heard that sound.
Some of the best.
A sharp, A sharp.
Some of the best old school music was Marble Madness. That was pretty. That was pretty epic. Yeah, yeah. Marble Madness is awesome. What is this? I've never really played the game.
Well, it was empty.
Yep.
Those cans were empty a long time ago.
By the way, did that beer stain the tablecloth?
Oh, that was the other one.
Then you need to label the tablecloth. See, like this?
This was a castle, though.
Yes, this was,
yeah.
Andrew. Always, what was it? It was like 1-1, 1-2, 1-3. It was always the 4?
What, like the 20s?
Yeah, any of them.
When did this become Video Game Busters?
When we got
about
drunk.
10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I think we should drink the last beer and wrap this up.
All right.
Oh, there's only one more?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We drank all the rest of them.
But our princess is in another castle.
That was perfect.
Your princess is in another castle.
I think that's your outro today.
That was fantastic.